Welcome to the League
Down Under, a podcast about League of Legends Oceania. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is episode 6 of the League Down Under. I'm your host, Matt Mushu-Hill, and with me this evening, well, this morning, it's 12:50 a.m. on the, what, the 25th? Of
25th, yeah.
Yeah, 25th of February. So with me right now is Eddie Fat Cat Sellers. How are you doing at this fine hour of the morning, sir?
Good. I'm tired, but yeah. I'm ready to roll.
Yeah, no, I'm ready to roll as well. I sort of, like, had this late night. I intended to record at like 11:30 because that way we could get it out hopefully by Thursday morning. So after we're done here, I'm going to, you know, slap it together and get it up on the iTunes and the YouTubes and shit like that. But oh, it should be good. But
I'm glad for you, man.
I've got it down to a pretty, like, pretty quick process. Like, yeah, I have to clean, like, our audio a little bit for all the shit noises we make and stuff like that.
Yeah, I make a lot of noises. Sorry about that. I might just, like, chuck a few in there to make you stay up a little longer.
Oh, dude, you're such a stand-up bloke.
It's kind. I'm kind.
So what's going on, being the chief? Just living life?
Everything is good, you know. Had a stomp, which we'll talk about. We stomped, rather, not.
Yeah, not you guys are looking better, looking like one of those top three teams or something.
I think I'll go out on a limb and say that we're first. Just based on, like, obviously, like, scrims aren't something that you can, like, base a position off, but
he's elite. I mean,
we're doing better.
Scrims going well.
We're definitely ahead of Direwolves now, I think.
Okay, so it's just a matter of time for the fixture to catch up, I guess.
Pretty much.
Cool. I've been doing, you know, a little bit of league stuff, just grinding away at the old ranks. But other than that,
how you doing, man? Are you getting any more elos?
Slowly. It's a slow, painful process.
What are you sitting at now?
I'm silver 2 at the moment, so
that's nice.
Not sure how much LP I'm on, but, like, I'm getting there slowly. I'll be a gold scrub eventually.
a bronze scrub.
Basically, 20 games in a row.
I was I hit like diamond 3, and then I didn't double promote, so I just
said screw this game.
So I was just like, I mean, I'm still having fun with it, but it's few and far between. So
how many games in a row do you think you have to win to double promote that sort of elo? It'd be pretty consistent throughout the entire thing.
I'm pretty sure it's MMR, right? Because the account that I'm playing on right now was diamond 3, so I double promoted from diamond 5 to diamond 3, and then I just didn't get the double promote on the D3 promos, unfortunately. But
so you're like, screw this game.
Yeah.
So you didn't go straight into diamond 1, you poor soul.
Ah, dude, it's a struggle.
Do you just know everybody at that point? Like, everyone you queue with, do you know the majority of the people you're queuing with? Like,
usually you get, like, your familiar faces, right? With, like, every season. But this season it's a little different because it's a lot easier to get a higher rank now. So you're starting to see people that you necessarily haven't seen before who have, like, queued with 5 people and now they're here. So, I mean, there's a bit of diversity now, which is good. It's kind of boring to play against the same people.
Started from the bronze, now we're here.
Something like that.
So do you... So you reckon people are pretty successful at carrying a scrub from low to high? Well,
sorry, how successful?
Yeah, so you're saying, like, some people who haven't been that elo previously are now getting up there because they're just jumping in with a 5-man.
I mean, there's a lot of people that are I know a few at least that were like diamond 5, and like they weren't bad, but they just kind of didn't know how to carry a game. And they work, like, better in team environments. So it's...
Oh, okay, yeah. I suppose that sort of caters, the dynamic you sort of caters to those people now.
Yeah, so, like, they have a bit of a, like, more easier time. And I don't know. I still really enjoy dynamic queue. Like, I think it's a lot of fun, but...
You have a solo queue anymore?
No. But apparently that's coming. There was a post on Reddit about it, so...
Ugh, I just still think it's a bad idea to split the queues. But I suppose they already did when they had rank 5s and when they had a solo duo queue.
Yeah, I mean, there's only one queue right now, so... The ranked, anyway.
But adding that, because they intend to add a solo queue, just a single, no duo, just straight up solo queue.
Yeah, it's like 10 people just like matched up. Like completely random, so.
I guess that's
what I'm hanging out for.
Yeah, anyway. I guess that's kind of cool because it's like sort of like the polar opposite in that you're always going to get one, whereas everything else, any other team size, you're good with dynamic queue, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much.
You just sort of get wrecked a bit because you get usually put with a force deck, I would assume, if you're queuing as a one person.
Yeah, that's sometimes. I think it's like tries to cater to the, what's the word? I can't really think. My brain is mush. Like, tries to cater to the one person more than the four.
Yeah. Well, I know in Heroes of the Storm, they recently had an update to their matchmaking because we used to play a lot of, like, four-man stack, and so we'd always get queued against a five-man, and so we just get wrecked because we weren't, like, because it was just blind pick. We were just picking whatever we wanted to play, and we get run into these five stacks where they're just picking, like, T1 champions and playing a really hard game.
It's so
fucking bullshit. It's like, it became, like, because HOTS is what I play when I get bored with ARAMs.
Oh, yeah.
So if I'm sick of ranked, I'll play ARAMs. If I'm sick of ARAMs, I'll play HOTS. It's just, like, it's good times.
As you do.
But anyway, shit that came up this week, Young Eddie. So next week will be Super Week, and they've announced that there's going to be tipping for the Super Week. So you can go on o.lolesports.com and find the Super Week tipping page. Now, it's nice and easy because you don't have to tip the margin. You don't have to tip, like, 2-1 or how many games the set series will go to. You just have to pick the winner.
Yeah, it's pretty simplified. Yes. I actually tipped, so I know I'm going to get them all right because I'm just the best.
You're just the best?
I actually tipped, like, how I would if I didn't have any friends.
You
know what I mean? Like, I didn't. Because obviously on here I'm a little biased to, like, who I want to win.
Yeah.
And
so,
who I think will win. But
So like, for example, the Direwolves-Chiefs game, I assume you still tip the Chiefs?
Uh-huh, yep, tip the Chiefs. Because right. I think they will win. But, yeah, like, even if I was, like, super, super friends with the Direwolves, or, like, I was their manager or something to that effect, I would still go for Chiefs in that scenario.
I suppose we can just punch out the tipping / next week thing right now. So game one, so each day has, like, two games, so six games in total next week. So Avant, Trident, I think I'm tipping Trident at this point.
Yep.
Trident. Massive. We'll get to their performance in a little bit. Direwolves Chiefs, going to tip Chiefs.
Chiefs, yep.
Then on Tuesday, Direwolves Sin.
Direwolves, yep.
And then Legacy Trident, going to still tip Legacy.
Legacy, yep.
I think that's one where people are going to split, like, in that I think if you want to win the tipping and, like, set yourself apart from the tiebreaker is to tip Trident and have Trident win, like, pulled off the upset.
I think the upset game would probably be Direwolves over Chiefs.
Yeah.
A lot of people would pick, like, that one's going to be 50-50 because there's, like, a lot of people that just aren't really, like, they're not like you and me in the sense that they don't, like, research. Or, like, not necessarily, research anything. They just kind of, like, sit there and they look at last week's performance and they're like, yep, that's probably how it's going to go. And then they just base their assumption off of that. So I think the Direwolves Chiefs one will probably be the one to watch.
If you watch one game next week, make sure it's that one.
Uh-huh.
And then on Wednesday, the Chiefs' second performance of the week. So Chiefs take on Sin Gaming. So Chiefs.
The chefs.
And then Hellions and Infernum. So Hellions, right?
Yeah, Hellions, yeah.
They've been looking all right.
It's pretty. Yes. The Avant game is actually going to be, like, a pretty good game because they have a new mid. Or they will have a new mid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's the new midlaner? Do you know?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say. I guess I can. Like, I'm pretty sure it's known, like, a lot. It's a guy called Triple Cheese.
He three times as good as Cheese on your team?
No. I think Cheese is a lot better than him right now. Cheese on Chiefs? Holy shit. Like, he got a lot better, man. Because I think he's, like, fitting the groove now. So it's just really nice. Like, because I don't necessarily have to, like, watch scrims, right? But I kind of do it anyway, just because I'm like, shit, like, these guys are, like, so much better than me, and I just sit there, like, looking at my, like, keyboard, like, how? But, yeah, Chi's got, like, crazy good recently. So, not as bad as Triple Cheese. That sounds weird. Triple Cheese isn't as good as Cheese. That's better.
Yeah, so if it makes you feel any better, Triple, which I assume is Triple Cheese, is already listed on the Avant team page.
Yeah, yeah, he's a sub. I just wasn't sure if they were going to field him, but I'm like 90% sure they are. Because the wrecked mid laner, or wrecked, I don't think he wants to play anymore. Because his computer's, like, really terrible, and he can't, like, open tournament client, and it's just, like, a big issue.
The hell? Like, yeah. You're playing for a professional team and don't have a work-functioning computer.
He is, like, he lives in Adelaide, and, like, he has a laptop, and he's, like, your typical, like, blokey bloke, you know what I mean?
Like Carbon without skill?
Yeah, but even then, like, wrecked is really good. But, I just think, like, he's kind of fed up with it all, like, playing on a shitty laptop, like, out in the middle of bumfuck nowhere, and, like, having, like, terrible internet to boot.
Ugh.
And then, like, on top of all of that, his Tournament Realm client just, like, doesn't work for him for some reason. So it's just like, yeah, sorry, boys.
What is the Tournament Realm client for those of you playing at home?
Ah, okay, so it's like, I actually don't know what I'm allowed to say about it, but... So you have a live client.
Yeah,
right, which is where you play your normal games and stuff, and then there's a separate one, which is Riot like handles it all. But there's two clients, right? And one is for tournament games, and the other is for your live stuff.
Yeah,
and typically the Tournament Realm is one patch behind for a little bit, like until it catches up. So it's like it adjusts slower, so you're like your strategies are still relevant and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think
it's just an ease of access thing for Riot.
Yeah, definitely. It's like, I don't think you get in too much trouble because it's obvious that if they're not playing on the live patch and they've got some second client, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I guess it's like a results thing as well. Like, if you played on the live client, you would have a 3-minute delay. Oh, that's another thing. They don't have a delay on the
spectator. Yeah, that's true. That's the big one. That's the big one. Yeah. That's always sort of like... messed with me. I was like, oh, I assume they just have some way to speed it up so you can just, like, watch live or whatever.
Yeah.
And I suppose it'd be a better way to do, like, replays and shit, because they're always pretty, like, on point with the replays, and it looks pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty much just, like, flying off the shelf, basically, like, just coming through the feed and, like, boom, like, 2 seconds, send the replay out kind of thing, so.
Good times, yeah.
But it's like, notoriously...
buggy?
Not buggy, it's just, like, kind of... it's kind of slow, sluggish, because obviously there's not, like, that much resource dedicated to it kind of thing, so...
yeah.
And that's probably where, like, Rex's problem comes from, but...
I would think that Avant would be able to get him a computer, like, surely.
Yeah, Avant's probably in the, like... obviously, I can't, like, comment on their finances, but when I was there, there were options for people to have computers to play on. And whether that is still around, probably is, because Wes and James are, like... really good to their players, but it's more a matter of, like, Jesse Wrecked, like, I just call them by first name. It's probably, like, more of a I don't want to play anymore kind of thing, so there's no point in giving me a computer.
Ah, yeah, fair enough. It's just, like, he knows he's cooked.
Yeah, because he's just kind of, like, I guess he's over it. I'm not too sure. Like, I can't get into his, like, inner psyche and, like, give you an answer. I just think
he's over it. Open your brain and give them the answers.
Yeah.
So how's Triple compare to the young Wrecked?
Well, Wrecked is like... see, there's this common misconception that Wrecked sucks because No, it's like he plays assassins, right?
Mm.
And that's just like always how he's played because he's like... he literally just like hates taking shit from like... he just wants to kill people, right? Like he doesn't want to... play these passive kind of mid laners where like an inch is like everything. Like you miss a CS, it's like a big deal. Like you get out traded, it's like another big deal. So he just likes playing assassins and like killing everyone. And as a result of that, like assassins really only kill one person. Like they're not really like
a team fight
doing heaps of damage, like your Corkis, your Orianas, that sort of thing. So Rex's damage is really low, but he's a really good assassin player in the sense that he just, like, crushes people. Like, I think he like, beat every single mid laner in lane, like, pretty handedly, except for a few. But, I don't think Avant... Like, the difference between Rekt and Triple is more, like, he does play your, like, your control-y kind of... I'm just going to farm up, get massive, and then just insert myself into your team and, like, become a nuisance. Whereas Rekt is the, like, assassin, like, hyphy player kind of thing.
Yeah,
I'm
definitely not a fan of playing, like, none of those grindy mid laners where it's all about getting an inch. I'm definitely a big sort of, like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, assassin's, like, more fun to watch, right?
Definitely. More fun to play. Well, I guess...
Yeah, more fun to play, more fun to watch, just more fun all around. But, like... I think Avant needs that kind of stability in the mid. And it's not as if, like, they kick wrecked or anything. I just think, like, Triple was always going to play when he came of age because, like, he's turning 17. That's why he's coming in because he was 16. But, yeah, he's in. Not too sure what role he's going to play, actually. But probably mid. Probably mid.
It's like... Last minute change, put Destiny.
Yeah, it did. Oh, the Avant roster is like, you could throw it up in the air, you could like catch it, and that'd be what it'd be for that day. You know, like throw it up, throw five pieces of random shapes up in the air, catch it, and then that's where people are going for that day kind of thing.
But... They haven't been doing too well these past 2 weeks. I mean, they had no bans, pretty much no bans this week, 2 weeks in a row.
I think that was poor management of like what was happening with the roster, but it's kind of hard to like, because I know like that wreck thing only came up this week, so it's like they had like an hour to inform Riot, so it's
kind of okay. Yeah. So it wasn't like anything anyone really could have done. It's just sort of like shit.
Basically, I'm not calling out the AV manager here.
Ah, damn, that's what I was like trying to make you do, just like her out.
It's I think it's unavoidable. And she handles it fine, so.
Yeah.
Hi, Maddie.
If you're listening, hi.
Hi. She'll listen. I'll tell her. I'll tell her to go to this.
If you want to keep your job, you listen to this.
I have no swing at AV anymore, dude. She could walk the floor, mop the floor with me, basically.
It's just shit talk, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So for those of you who love the OPL Rewind, episode 5 was put out this week by our friend Skyan.
Mm-hmm.
And it features the Helion versus the Avant-Garde symbol. It's quite mm-hmm. There's always kind of like, I guess, like almost Dragon Ball Z kind of themed.
Yeah.
In that, you know, game one, Avant is power beaming Helion's down, and then in the second one, just shitting on him.
Just beating him up. It sucks, man. It sucks. AV always win one game and then lose two.
Yeah, as is illustrated by the comic, when it's just like, you know, he's doing the Pantheon fucking spear throw, and then like the barrage where he just like wrecks in Avant, but. Yeah, and then I think the chief driving a tank where he runs over and
just doesn't even notice.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot. That was good. The Sin one was really good as well.
Yeah.
The Trident tsunami just pumping over the top.
Just like going huge, just like,
Yeah.
Can you imagine how
the Legacy one as well, with the direwolf's dog looking for a fucking to take a piss on it.
And the tree, the first time, it doesn't, like, just drop a branch or something.
Yeah, it actually has a face now, so that's cool.
That was a good week. But, yeah, no, I definitely... The Trident one, I think, is, like, it's been a long time coming. It's just, like...
Yeah. I'm actually really keen to see what happens when Legacy loses for the comic.
Just, like, 100% it's just someone, like, setting fire or, like, burning or just chopping the tree down or something.
Yeah, well, presumably it'll be to the Chiefs, so.
The Chiefs just getting an axe out? Or
yeah, like giant... axing it down, and I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen, but it should be good. I look forward to it. Skyan, I'm looking forward to it, buddy.
Yeah, keep them coming. Keep them coming. All right, so this week in the OPL, Sin took on your buddy's Avant, and as you alluded to before, they were able to win one game, And eventually went down 2-0 in a 3-game series.
Mm-hmm. So, won the first game, lost the next two, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe lost the first game, won the second, lost the last, I don't know.
They definitely lost the last game, put it that way.
Well, yeah, yeah. I think it was 1-2-2, like that.
I think they won the second game, because so the notes I've got written here is game one, awesome dive mid for first blood, Greggy G back in rotation. We'll see how it goes. This was Destiny overextending. Destiny kills Rymeister 2-on-2. Chubby.
Oh yeah, I see that there. Yeah.
Gank spot. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, with the blind turkey setup.
Oh, yeah.
Gank city bitch.
I remember because game two was the game that they won because. Blind Turkey played Malphite and just went in like you did.
Yeah, it's just like Malphite support. Good times. I played Malphite support a few times. It's never gone badly.
Yeah.
It's just like...
It's just useless in lane, kind of.
Yeah, it's useless in lane, but if you get through lane, then you're golden.
You're pretty good, like, yeah. But all you can do in lane is like throw wagon wheels. wagon wheels don't really cut it, I guess, in competitive play. But, I mean, that's
apparently
just...
they do.
I guess this is like a sign of how, like, Sin is like in dire straits, like dropping a game to the AV who lost to Infernum. It's just like, shit, we suck.
But I suppose anything can really happen in a 3-game series. Like when you have that chance to like get used to people and counterpick and then have another crack at it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not discrediting Sin. I guess I am a little bit, but maybe I'm more of a praising AV for actually taking a game than like, putting down Sin kind of thing.
So Rymaster went like had a pretty shit time in lane in that first game, but went like fucking huge by the end of it because he's playing Yasuo in the first one, wasn't he?
Yeah, he kind of got wrecked and then he just split pushed all game and he just destroyed everything.
Just a dirty Yasuo player.
Sin is notorious for having like a big Wombowy comp where like they pick Yasuo and they just kind of like blow you up with the Yasuo ult and everybody tries to. It's just like one big mess of just people piling on top of each other.
Sabadoo.
Yeah, dude, and then. Because AV had no bans in the first game, they just had to let it through, and like they got it, and it was just evident.
Of course,
like,
of course.
How strong Sin are in the Wombo.
But that's the only comp. As I said, I'm pretty sure they said it. It's like they are. So Sin's just a one comp team, which is, you know, fine if you keep getting that one.
I was in Twitch chat, like posting no Wombo, no clue, and all this stuff. All in good fun. I don't actually think that. Sin, like, that's all Sin can play. I think, like, they have a lot of decent players. So.
But
better than me, anyway.
This comp is definitely close to the top of their range of comps.
I mean, it's, like, their signature thing. You better believe if they can get it, they're going to go for it.
Rymaster just looks so really, just so comfortable on that Yasuo.
I mean, I think it's pretty much his champ. Like, so it really only has one option, and that's go, 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 you know? Like,
I have one gear, go.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he can't really play passive. Like, he's just really into aggression. So
in that second game, first of all, Chubby came up huge, and then it was Destiny's, like, third time on Victor or something.
Victor, yeah, I think he played Victor, didn't he? Yeah, he did.
Yeah. And it was like, hasn't played it a lot.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not a mid laner, right? So
yeah, that's true, I suppose. But yeah. The other thing was, Sin was Dr. Banned for being late. There was definitely, like, a larger pause between game one and game two.
Yeah, I think it was like, oh, shit, like, in the Sin encampment, I think it was like, we can actually lose here, boys, like, let's get our shit together. So they took a little bit extra time. Or there might have just been a legitimate connection issue. I actually think losing a ban kind of worked in Sin's favor for that game.
Yeah, that it's kind of weird how that worked, because it was only one. It wasn't just, like, free-for-all. It was sort of like one of the OPs just sort of slipped through in the ban cycle. It was kind of...
Yeah.
It was a little bit weird.
AV was on red first game, blue second, and then red on the last one, I believe, right? So Sin has two bans... They banned two OPs. AV has three bans. They banned three OPs. They're still, like, really broken champs. And then they first pick Cog, I think it was. I can't remember off the top of my head, but they first pick Cog or, like, whatever broken champ. AV gets two broken champs, and then Sin get, like, two more. So Sin, overall, by missing a ban, I think it kind of helped. Like, they got more OPs than AV did. because there was just like two little bands. Like one band is like really big.
Yeah,
like you get, for example, like you can't ban a Gangplank or like
Gangplank.
Yeah, can't ban like I don't know, just like the ban is like in itself isn't that important. Just like the champions opening up is what is important by missing the ban. So
the third game seemed like pretty close for a long time. Like the first 10 minutes was pretty pretty close, like pretty even, and then it just sort of broke.
Yeah.
As like Blind Turkey gets ganked while Shelby's ganking Rhinemeister in mid. And it's just sort of all just like exploded, and there was the fun times when Kadrid's Corki Gatling gun got stuck.
Oh, so dude, the sound, yeah. Like, yeah.
I think, Rusty was speaking or preaching to the choir, because I was just like, man, just make it stop, please, just turn it off. But in the end, Sin was too strong, and, just was the bigger boys this game. I mean, I didn't realize, this was something that I saw, that the Rift Herald buff drops on the ground.
Oh, yeah. So before it was last hit, and now they made it so that
you can gift it to someone, because they walked away from it and left it for Rhymeister. I was like, what the heck? That's not. Yeah, I haven't seen that before.
Ah, it's cool. It's like gives a bit more strategy, so you don't really have to worry about who last hits it.
Oh no, the support hit it. GG.
Yeah, GG. Like shit.
G fucking G.
Sin 2-1 beasts.
Beastie. But
Beastie boys.
Avant not looking too bad. I mean, hopefully Triple will shake shit up and we will have a good Avant next week.
Yeah, dude. I mean, there might be one other player that's coming in as well, but
Mystery.
So I'm not gonna say that one because I know that one isn't public, so
that's a legitimate public one.
That's
non-public.
Yeah,
sorry.
Non-public one. So that'd be good. And a lot of people probably won't expect who it is either. So
it's not Porky in the top lane, is it?
Nah, no. I can tell you it's nobody that's ever been on AV before, so.
AV before. So what you're alluding to is it's a previous OPL pro?
Could be, could not be. I'm not
Is it you?
Not saying anything. No, it's not me. I would have to leave management position to play.
Cushy a job is what you're telling me.
Yeah, no, I really enjoy it, so. What is the point? I would leave and then I would just get smashed.
You get smashed and pull a Beamer and get replaced.
I reckon I could hold my own against.
Much like Beamer did, like.
Yeah, more better than Beamer, I think. Like I could probably do like semi decently, but like the macro kind of getting smashed by like dives and like not checking the map and just generally like never have been playing with the people that I would play with. Would bite me in the ass pretty hard, so I just wouldn't do it at all.
You heard it here first, guys. Eddie's calling out Beamer, saying he's better than...
I'll make that call. I think I'm better than Beamer.
Better than Beamer?
At jungle, anyway.
At jungle? Really?
Yeah, I'd smash him in jungle.
Because he was a pro jungler, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he wasn't very good.
Ooh.
Not really. I think he knows he wasn't very good either, so...
So, okay.
I mean, no disrespect, but like... I just don't think Beamer is as good as he used to be.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely true. But when you take a year off to work for Riot, I mean, something's got to give.
Yeah, I mean, he's got Challenger on 4 accounts, so he's doing something right.
Yeah. Yeah, get to Challenger, then talk. Piece of shit.
Yeah, how dare I?
Yeah, what are you doing with life? Anyway, Chiefs versus Hellions. Stump, did you mix stump? This is, I think this is just like, this is just you boys just flexing your muscles. It's just being like...
Pretty much, just like... Pretty walkable, that game. Just
oh, my God. The best bit was, like 45, 50 seconds into the first game, Swiper flashes.
Oh, dude, yeah.
On Nautilus.
He comes into TS, and he's like, old plan, boys. Meant to do that. Giving him an advantage. Oh, it's like, Jesus.
Yeah, it was just sort of like, it was just as the camera moved on to him as well. It's fucking perfect.
Yeah.
It's just like, obviously he went to type. Is that what he did? He must have gone to type something.
Maybe, or he just like pressed control to like start dancing and like accidentally slapped his finger on D or whatever. Because of, like, control or shift, like, three or whatever. Like, they're kind of close, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it is and it's not, I guess. It's like...
It's, like, on the way.
Because control three, isn't it? Yeah, it's on the way.
On the way.
But in the same sense, like, that control caps lock is on the way.
Yeah. He might have been, like, talking shit. Just, like, shooting the shit
In chat?
Chat.
Yeah. Because they definitely don't, like, show the chat. I wish they would, because...
No, they don't... Not. I wasn't saying, like, he would talk shit in all chat. He might have just been, like, typing something. Because, like, if a lot of people are talking, like, at once, you just kind of type it so it's there, and you don't have to, you know what I mean? Like, if a lot of people are talking and your voice isn't heard, just type something and it'll be seen, kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. I see that. But Swipe as Nautilus, that was just ridiculous. I was like, man, I gotta get into the top lane and just crack out some of this Nautilus. This is, looks like so bullshit, just not being able to die. And the W with the depth charge or whatever it is, what's the thing where it like bounces out called?
That's a good question.
Yeah, yeah, but we all know the thing where he presses the thing and there's like the explosion around him. Just
that exactly.
Yeah, that did so much damage. I was like, that's not fair. How is that fair?
It does quite a lot of damage, and it can hit twice as well.
Yeah, and with the ZZ Rot portal, that was just fucking disgusting.
Yeah, ZZ Rot, dude, the best like, the best counter to like an AP laner is like. You buy ZZ Rot, and then you buy Banner of Command, and you Banner of Command your minion, and you have a ZZ Rot portal that's pushing the wave, so it just like shoves in insanely hard, like over and over again. It's nuts. It's actually nuts.
That sounds like just cheese.
It's
just
so annoying to play against.
Like what do I do? Yeah, it's just like what do.
You just you suffer, unfortunately.
Well, I suppose it's really good against like AP laners, isn't it? Because someone like I guess like a what like a
yeah
Dora or something can just like chop.
Yeah, Fiora just like destroys the minions, the Banner of Command minion anyway. It just like destroys it.
Which would be completely anticlimactic, and the ZZ Rot Portal would just be like, see, how much gold do you get for killing a ZZ Rot Portal minion? Same amount or?
I believe it's 5.
Yeah,
I believe it's 5.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
But yeah, no. So Cheese in this game one, got a cheesy first blood double kill.
Yep.
What else have I got? Oh yeah, there's just some insane play where, it was like 3v2 or 2v2, and then basically. Chiefs got a 3-0 and then Ryu made it to a 3-1 for like a flash like last hit, and it's just the amazing trust that your boys had in one another just be able to play it out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like Cheese is just getting a lot better. I don't actually know if Cheese was there, was he?
Yeah, I think he was. I think it was Spooks. It was Spooks, Swiper, and
Cheezles.
Yeah.
Just the, like the trust, I guess, is going up, and it's like
catch me.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna fall.
Yeah, fall catch back in. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty obvious that like, if you, in your opinion, right, if you were to compare Chiefs to when they beat Trident, lost to Direwolves in the first 2 weeks, and now, like the differentiation in skill is like pretty evident, right?
Yeah, it just seems like he's much more comfortable. Which is a big thing. Like, if you don't have to think about how you're performing, then it's easier to perform.
Yeah.
It's just one thing you don't have to think about.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was a pretty easy game one. Then game two.
Also a stop. A bit of a weird one, though.
Yeah, it was Rammus top lane. It's just...
Yeah, dude.
It's
pretty nuts.
Ray Deer's tweet after is like, if Rammus top lane becomes a thing, I'm just going to quit ADC.
Yeah, dude, it's...
Fair enough.
It's pretty annoying. But I mean, the good thing about Rammus being top is like going QSS before was like kind of a bitch. Like it kind of sucked. But now going QSS on an AD carry is like half decent because the item is like okay. Like the upgraded item, like it's like Mercurial Scimitar. It's like a lot better than what it was. So
it's actually viable to build now.
Yeah, yeah. Like especially if they have some form of CC that like taunts you. Like, it gives you decent stats. It's like a percentage given back or something. Hang on, let me look at it. I don't know exactly, obviously, but it's the point being is it's like a good item kind of thing.
This game was just fun to watch because it's nice to see Rammus back in rotation.
Rammus fun to watch?
Yeah.
Come on now.
It's just, dude, Powerballs, I think, is one of the most amusing things to watch in League of Legends. Just like, just the decision-making. Just like, in, out, in.
I made, like, the Chiefs post, like, on Twitter, and I was like, Chiefs, Powerball to a 2-0 victory.
And you died a little inside.
Oh, no, I loved it, dude. It was a bit of a fun meme kind of thing.
But, dude,
good stuff.
This game felt like it was a little bit over by 10 minutes, and that this was when the Chiefs were up 5-0. And it wasn't until the 18-minute mark when they did that fucking dive bot, and it went so badly, and it was like 10-5.
Yeah, still over, though.
Like, that's how over it was, is they're able to dive, like, fuck it up,
and all get aced, kind of thing.
And then just turn around and win the game for a 30. Because the first game was like a 26-minute win or something?
It's pretty fast.
And then the second one was a 31-minute game.
Mm.
And it's just like, GG. Which is good, because it let... For those of you playing at home, Eddie and I work on a Tuesday night, and so a lot of the time what happens is we can watch one series on the double-headed Tuesday, but we miss the second one. But this week just gone, we were able to see both series because it was done by 6:30 Western Australia time.
Oh, God, I just got into a coffee fit. But yeah, we usually have to rush off to work before all the games get done, but, you know, the boys make quick work. Can't complain, right?
Just like Legacy made quick work of Infernum 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Infernum lost all their bans. I knew there was another team that did. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think their support had computer troubles.
Dude, but, what the fuck? You're a professional LoL player having computer troubles. I know it happens, but everyone in three teams in 1 week is just like...
Yeah, it kind of sucks, but what are you going to do?
Like, yeah.
I mean, Australia is kind of notorious for having shitty connections, computers, you name it.
Shitty connections, definitely. Shitty computers.
Oh, there's, like, some big, nasty computers that, like, people have, but people in the OPL are, like, 17, man. Like, they're given computers, like, they're using family computers. Not in the case of, like, Legacy and stuff, but probably swinging more towards the other ones.
Yeah, the lower teams definitely who are not as well established.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what did I have for this game? Yeah, so bad week for people needing subs and losing bans. Malik is a sub. Legacy preying on the bot lane. Easy game, easy life. Legacy smashes game two. Carbon's a fiend. Legacy outclassed in lanes. Mid Beast was just down CS. Just seemed like it was a very much the first team versus the last team. Best versus worst sort of thing. That's just sort of what happens, I guess.
Yeah, I mean... pretty much gonna happen. Like, you can't really win, I guess, when you're like the mismatch is too strong.
Yeah, the mismatch is too strong this time around.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Which is kind of like, I just turned it off because I was so bored. It's like,
Yeah, it's whatever. I mean, it's bound to like be a bit of a stunt. Like, you can't really.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, like the first. I'm a big fan of watching like the first 10, 12 minutes of a league game. Like up until first blood, and then like the first three or four kills a lot of the time is where I'll watch it, because I don't know, sometimes it feels like some of the games just end the same. It's like very stale for a little bit, and then
sort
of ramps up to the end of an exciting conclusion which you can catch on a highlight reel or something like that.
It's just like the rush of adrenaline at the end of this.
But rounding out the week was Trident versus the Direwolves, which ended up being a 2-1 series. I missed the first 20 minutes because I was just like, it's gonna be a stomp. I was gonna stomp the shit out of him. Come back.
Didn't I go for Trident in this series?
You did.
Yeah. Kind of sucked. I think they would have won last game, actually, as well. But we'll get on to the first game first, obviously.
Yeah, so I came back about 20 minutes into the game. It was 15-6, and I was just like, holy shit.
Right, dude, I was onto something, right? Like,
yeah, dude, you were.
I was on the money. But, Yeah, first game, pretty good, I guess. Like, you could still see that Direwolves were probably the stronger team, but...
It wasn't, like, as big of a difference. Like, they haven't
Yeah,
had
like everyone
problems.
expected, yeah.
It's
Direwolves, like, fucked up, dude. Like, they made a huge blunder top, which just gave, like, 3 kills for 1, I think?
Is that...
Yeah, 3 for 1. And it was
Okay.
just like, oh, game's kind of out of our hands, boys, just to try and come back as best you can.
That just sort of happens sometimes, though, doesn't it? We just dip the game in the first, like, 10, 15. It's
Just
just
kind of
like,
lay up to them, pretty much.
here, win the game.
Take this from me.
Which is, I think, is the importance of playing, like, the three-game series, is that that can happen, and it's just not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're playing, like, NA and you do something like that, it's just like,
it's kind of
well,
all over Red River.
Yeah, pretty much fucking GG. I had, Wizard takes out Raze in some cheeky 1v1 action. That looked pretty, yeah, the GP mid, it was quite cheeky.
Oh, dude, he didn't even do anything. Raze, like, made all the right moves, but Gangplank gonna Gangplank.
Gangplank gonna Gangplank, Barrago boom, and then parlay, GG.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night, Irene. Yeah, well, Pac-Man fakes out Kuden as other Tryman this week. Oh, that's right. Because he was on the Poppy, and he was being chased down by Alistar, as in with Kuden's Alistar, and there was like a couple of other Direwolves members there, and then Pac-Man's running away, and then all of a sudden he, you know, notices his boys coming up and just slams him into a wall. It's just like, what a fucking fiend. It's just how far ahead they actually really were.
Yeah, kind of unfortunate, but oh well.
Oh well.
Oh well.
Game 2. Jake was punished by the level 2 all-in. It was a very early first blood.
Yeah, bot lane played pretty well.
And then,
Kuden's actually pretty good, man. Like, he's stepped it up a lot, I feel.
Yeah, definitely. He's coming into his own, that young mechanics.
He's definitely coming into his own.
Youngmechanics.com. Dude, as soon as I see an Udyr, I always feel like I'm on the back foot against, like, it's just Silver, Elo, solo queue sadness kind of shit. Whenever I queue into an Udyr, it's just like, fuck, he's going to gank my jungle and I'm going to be sad motherfucker because I'm going to be doing my red and he's going to come around the corner and I'll flash and I'll ping and just as the mid laner shows up, I'll get wrecked. It's just like, that's my experiences with the Udyr.
Unfortunately so.
But apparently in competitive play, that's not how it goes. You just sort of like carry all the way to the end.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah, kind of a, I don't know. I got really upset because I was like, oh, I want Trident to win so
bad. That would have been so fucking fantastic, like, because that would have torn like the middle of the table up, just like Helions and Trident just up there.
Yeah, dude. Like, I still think Trident will pull forth. I'm clutching to it.
Yeah, dude,
like,
they are looking like a solid mid-tier team at the moment.
I'm calling,
like,
man. I'm
they're definitely not a bottom two team right now.
Not at all.
They just look like they're just getting their shit together and they're having a fun time and Wizard is doing so well. And which
is
unlocking
he's actually
impaired.
Doing, like,
it's
super...
really, it's, I think it's impaired. Like in that first game, the 100% impaired, just MVP, just pulling out the big dick Nidalee, just
giving him the dong.
Yeah, it's just the spear dong. It's just, dude, it's just so...
spear dong.
Max range spear dong.
Yeah, I don't know. Impair's always... I think he's always been regarded as, like, a really good... he plays, like, all them random-ass, like... Like, he plays Echo with Runeglaive kind of thing. Like, when... He played Echo with Runeglaive when typically Echo was like Cyndaqel, so he's like a real carry orientated kind of jungler, and I mean it just like really works with Nidalee right now. Like Nidalee's just so high tier, it's like crazy. If you perform
changed
with Nidalee, I think a lot of stuff got nerfed and like
yeah, it was that effect of nerfing everything around.
Yeah, and then there's like the strength of the ages, or I don't exactly know what the mastery is, but it's in the third mastery on the very bottom in the middle.
Oh yeah,
that's,
they
that's
got
so vague, yeah.
Then, so you didn't have to take, because I remember trying to play Nidalee with Thunderlords and you just got fucked up in the jungle.
Yeah, you get pretty destroyed, but with the strength of the Aegis stuff, like every time you kill the big camps you get health, and like it's just you gain health, like you get 300 free health from a mastery, after you farm like a certain amount of camps. So it just like makes you tanky and like gives you that option to like power farm and become like this big fucking cougar beast.
That's awesome. Yeah, I have to get back on it because, yeah, I remember playing like when the Thunderlord craze was at its peak. It's just like Thunderlord everything, play Nidalee, and you have to
all
take,
of
like,
the Thunderlords.
It's just like, yeah, you come into a game, it's like 10 out of 10 Thunderlords. It's like, wow, good work, Rido.
We lost, boys.
But yeah, game three of the Direwolves series. Now, walk us through what was going on in this one with the subbing and the standing in.
Oh, okay, so I guess Kuden had like a problem with his computer, and then they were like, oh, we need a sub. And then Rippy is like the owner slash sub kind of thing. And he was around, obviously, because like his team's playing, and they were like, we need you. And then he came in, and everyone kind of thought he was just going to support because the support was out. But the jungler of Direwolves, Sybil, went to support, played Bard, and then Rippy locked in like his one-trick champion. And it was probably one of the most hilarious fucking things I've ever seen. Because he's notorious in solo queue for just, like, taxing. Right? And then, and then the camera, like 12 minutes into the game, pans down into the bot lane where Sharp Lulu is. And you see Rippy just standing behind the turret, just smacking minions, like, proxy farming before they hit the turret. It was the best, dude. I love it. It's so stupid. Like,
so, were they docked bans or anything? Because I docked out.
I think they were docked all of their bans, maybe.
Not too sure. I was going to say, if they weren't docked or anything, there'd be a bit of a consistency issue there, but it's nice to see there is some consistency.
Yes. Well, they had to, like, Trident had to wait, so, I mean, it's probably fair that they get bans docked.
Yeah, definitely. It's just sort of, they lost, Trident lost to the ragtag solo queue cheesiness. That is Udyr.
Yeah, Rippy, dude, Rippy. Udyr's Rippy, man. Gives me nightmares. You play with him in solo queue, he just never talks, man. He never gives you blue buffs. He takes every camp. He proxies waves. He taxes. He'll get a kill in a lane, and then he'll just take the entire creep wave, wait around, smack him the turret, and take the entire next one and just run off like a bear. It's so disgusting.
And then you just win games like that?
I guess, kind of, because then you have, like, a massive Udyr.
Yeah, it's just like an Udyr no one's seen in 20 minutes, just like pokes his head out to a proxy farm and then goes back in the jungle.
It's just huge. Like, you can't even kill it. Like, I don't know if you watched the game, but it was like, go back and watch it. And there's a part where Trident are like all on him. Like, every single member is on this fucking bear. And it's just like, it's just running through, just tanking it hard and like. Because of that, like, Direwolves are all full health and they can just, like, push turrets and, like, get wards and, like, abuse it even further. Like, even though he dies, he, like, gets a net gain for his team.
Like, that's the thing, is, like, there's so many resources needed to commit to an Udyr like that. It's just, yeah, like,
you gotta pop, like, everything. Like, the Kale ult was used to try and kill this thing. It's just like, Christ, help me!
Just fucking die!
Help me.
I want to play the game!
I guarantee you have come across one of those times where it's like, oh man, this Udyr's just never dying.
Yeah, dude, I've played several games where it's just like, dude, fuck this guy!
That's exactly what Trident felt. I guarantee it. They're like, Jesus Christ, this man just never dies.
I will never die.
Yeah, Udyr.
Udyr, ridiculous. Udyr. So, yeah, it's sort of...
He didn't even go, like, the popular build right now, which is, like, Runic Echoes.
Oh, okay.
You go, like, the AP item on Udyr, and you just, like, smack someone for, like, 1,000 damage. He just went full tank.
Seems balanced.
Pretty balanced, yeah.
Yes, so a few things came up this week. Obviously, we talked about the roster issues, but the other thing that came up earlier in the week is looking forward to the future, and I think it was... It was either EJ or Carbon who was talking about how in the future, in like a year or two...
I think that was EJ. That was the interview, right?
Yeah, the EJ interview.
Yeah, that was definitely EJ.
Talking about how in a year or two, teams without houses are just going to get left the fuck behind because you can see in Legacy, they're just so good. And obviously, you draw the comparison to Hellions, but as EJ alluded to, it's a bit of a meme at the moment.
Unfortunately so.
But I think if Legacy win both splits next year, you'll have a Chiefs gaming house. Guarantee. I mean, if Legacy
it's
wins
a long,
the one
it's a
two.
long time off, right? So, like, who? I don't necessarily know who will still be around for the main roster. So, and it doesn't. We don't know exactly how Riot is going to function in like 2 years or a year.
Okay, let's say Legacy win split one, split two, and get all the way. And if Legacy go to Worlds. If Legacy,
if Legacy go to Worlds, I think like probably not, because dude, it's so hard to like tell, right? Because so many people just like have uni and stuff like that. But I guess you can like do uni and live in a gaming house still. It'd just be pretty hard.
Yeah. But it sort of like becomes that thing where it's going to be worth it for the teams. Like it's going to be, they're going to have to pick between like uni and that sort of life or.
Yeah,
being a League
of Legends
professional.
Right now, I admire Legacy for doing what they're doing, but like, if you look at it from like an outsider perspective, it is fucking stupid, dude. Like, it's really good to see that they're like progressing the scene, but in terms of like a career choice, it's like really dumb.
I think this is just how it goes, though. Someone has to make the sacrifice.
Yeah, like that's why I can like understand where they're coming from completely, but like if you were like a father, you know what I mean, and like your son was like living in a house with four other dudes playing video games for like, what, I don't know how much they make. Well, I do, but I can't say, for like a certain amount every week, which is less than what you would get for bagging groceries. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Nudge, nudge. When are you going to start bagging some groceries, boy?
I actually have a re-checkout training, because I'm trained, but I just like
need to remember how to do it so you don't
need
sell
to, need
like
to refresh, you know what I mean,
saffron for a dollar or something.
Yeah, dude, just start a lucrative saffron business, just like get my friends to come in, start buying saffron for a dollar.
For those of you playing at home, saffron at Woolworths is what, like
it's cheap because of how small it is, but like if you look at how many kilos, like the price of saffron per kilo, it's like, it's not more. It's, I was gonna say, it's more expensive than cocaine, but
no, it's more expensive than gold, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's fucking expensive, dude.
Yeah, like, so you get these like 5 gram bags or something like that, and it's like $20 or something. It's something disgusting like that.
It's a lot of money.
Basically, we figured out it's the most expensive thing, like kilo for kilo at Woolworths. So if you, but you
and
could,
that's in our aisle 13. If anybody wants to go and try that,
go and steal it. Grant, there's not enough there to like.
Yeah, worth it. Like,
yeah, you'd have to break into like a warehouse of like a saffron warehouse or something, and
just like going over, like stopped at the border with fucking bricks of saffron stapled to your body.
Just swallow balloon thing. Bags of like,
yeah,
just saffron
in the asshole of like saffron. You're like. If it pops, you don't die. You just have a really nice taste in your mouth.
Yeah, you just have this really sort of like weird smelling fart for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. What we talk about? Gaming houses or something?
Yeah, now we got onto saffron balloons popping in your anus.
Oh, because you're talking about training, getting trained as a checkout chick.
Yeah,
and
as opposed to like the wage. Like being a checkout chick, you get more than working in the OPL.
Yeah, but yeah. I think that's definitely how much you get paid is a reflection of how popular it is, I guess, though. Yeah. So if Legacy go to Worlds and don't become a meme like Kaboom and shit like that, if they don't become a meme like every other like wildcard team ever.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like more for the experience for these boys as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I mean is like, partly that, but there's also like the implications for the O's scene in that if someone goes to Worlds from O's, it'll be fucking huge.
Chiefs came like really close, dude.
It would have changed the course of O's.
Yeah, like
so many more people would
actually
be playing this.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know if it'll change as much as everybody thinks it will, because. Well,
but put it this way, if it doesn't, then being a professional who in O's will never happen.
Yeah, unfortunately. Like, I really hope it does, right? But like, we've never been there and we don't know the outcome yet. So
it's just a result of like the population being so small and like us being like at the arse end of nowhere as compared to everywhere else.
Yeah, pretty much.
That those two factors combined basically means GG for esports because there's not that much money in it.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of sucks, but what are you gonna do?
Well, you make like legacy and give it a
you make like legacy,
really.
yeah. Like, I don't think it's for monetary gain at this point. Like, as I said, I think it's just pure experience.
Well, I think Carver's got the right idea because he's the owner of Legacy, isn't he?
I believe he has like shares in it or whatever.
Okay, yeah. So he's part of the company. So
yeah. But I wouldn't imagine he has, because I'm fairly sure like owners can't play, or maybe I don't actually know off the top of my head.
Rippy's fucking playing. Yeah. Owners can't play. Direwolves lose to Trident after disqualification.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I don't know, just orcs in general in Australia just seem like not that good in this, but it's like a result of the fact that they can't be that good. Like for example, something like Immunity, who just had that issue with like the paying back and got kicked out of the OPL. That's basically GG.
Yeah.
I think as far as like orgs go, cause like, and I know they're still running, and I know people are still like represented by or who represent.
They have like a really good CS:GO team, so like they're still around.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just don't can a brand survive being tarnished like that?
Yeah, like maybe, I don't know. Maybe not the league scene. Like, I know they wouldn't have any respect in the league scene anymore, but
would Riot even allow them back in?
Yeah. They're only banned for like a certain amount of time.
Oh, okay, so they will probably try again. Whatever. Okay. Yeah.
But, not too sure if they'd be allowed back in. Like, I don't know how they would be received, sorry. Like, obviously they're allowed back in, but how they would be received would be different.
So. Yeah, I think if they, I think basically what they'd have to do is just, like, own it and just be like, yeah, no, we fucked up. We are looking for this. That's the only way you can really sort of, I guess, save face is to just come out and say, yeah, you fucked up.
Yeah, we done goof.
We want to be, like, manage it like our CSGO team where, you know, they do quite well sort of thing. Like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. But I looked down the list of orgs and the only other org that really stands out is, like, Trident Esports is big because I just remember playing on the Counter-Strike servers back in the day. Where like
Trident's like selectively, but it's like all COD fags. Sorry, I shouldn't say COD fags. but it's like all people that like play COD and shit.
Yeah.
Necessarily know if they have like a huge following on League. I think it was more like just a business move for them to get into League. So.
And I know Direwolves have a Smash player who lives in Perth.
Yeah, I forget his name. They also have a Smite team.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, Smite is one of those things that's like it's pretty big in OS.
Smite gets more money than fucking League right now.
That's because like the Smite, there was a Smite team from OS that went to Worlds.
Yeah. But it's still like, come on, you know what I mean? Like Smite's come just coming. Come on, why you gotta do this? It's just come out of nowhere.
What? Yeah, it's just like what's OS Dota like? It's just like.
Probably pretty shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I know one of my friends, she started what was called Southern Cross Dota.
Southern Cross Dota.
Which is like Dota. Which is like,
nah, dude, it's
like,
Dota. I can only ever call it Dota. I'm sorry.
Let's go play some Dota.
Let's go play Dota, bro.
Dota, bro.
Dota. It's good stuff.
It's too fucking hard. Back to League of Legends, buddy.
Yeah, dude. Denying creeps? What the fuck is this?
Yeah, denying creeps and having advantage from being standing at different points on the map is just like, I can't hit you. Why not?
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Oh, and dude, the UI is so painful after playing League for so long.
Yeah.
Like, there's no name bars or anything. It's just like, what am I doing? It's just like, guys, if Dota's too hard, then League of Legends is for you. And if League of Legends is too hard, then Heroes of the Storm is for you.
If Hots is too hard, you're fucked. Play Hearthstone.
He's Hots too. I feel like he's probably just smashed your fucking computer after raging at Hots if you went to Hearthstone and just gave up.
Yeah, I think that'd probably be the way you smash your computer.
Yeah, and just take up like Scrabble or
like gardening or something.
Knitting maybe, yeah.
Yeah, knitting's pretty low tier. Not very highly regarded in
the
gaming.
Yeah, not a lot of RNG in knitting, I find.
Yeah, no, can't get a big draw on knitting, you know what I'm saying? It's just knitting.
But to wrap up that initial point, basically next year, depending the results of this year, I think it will greatly influence how many teams will have a gaming house, because if Hellions stick around, then obviously they will. Legacy has one. You boys definitely need one. If Legacy kick you guys to the curb and go to the wildcard tournament.
Yeah, I think, like, I don't know. I still think Chiefs are, like, better than Legacy. Because you can match what... The funny thing is, you can match, like, what Legacy scrim right now. Because, obviously, Legacy's only... they are constrained by the amount that others can scrim as well. So what are they going to do? Scrim Helions during the day?
Yeah.
Like, all day, every day? Like, they're not really going to get better from just smashing the same team over and over and over again in scrims.
True, but I think the quality of scrim would be higher by, like, being at home with the team, because that
makes
review process much easier. I don't know how much of a review process you guys Chiefs have, like.
Ours is pretty, like, extensive, I guess. If put it this way, right? If you sit in a house and you don't get better, what's the point? So, no matter who you scrim, like, if you're still not getting better, like, there's literally no point in having a house. So, I mean,
yeah, I agree.
For these other orgs, like Chiefs probably are in the position to get one. But as for other orgs, like Infernums, like that sort of thing, they don't have any sponsors. Like, they don't have any money. It's, like, really difficult.
They're poor motherfuckers.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they have computers.
AV could probably get one. Like, they've had one in the past, but...
Yeah.
These, like, low-tier, like, Sin. Like, Sin doesn't have a sponsor. They're broke.
They don't have a sponsor? Like, no sponsors whatsoever?
Sorry, I was drinking. Zero.
They're a non-sponsored team. All these teams. What the fuck? Really?
Yeah, because they've never had results.
Being in an OPL team is not, like, enough to get a sponsor, you know.
No, not necessarily. Because our viewership is, like, shit. We get, like, 3,000 people in comparison to, like, 43,000 people on LPL and stuff.
It's, like, 43,000 people as, like, Sneaky or something. It's just...
Yeah, dude, Sneaky pulls, like, 3 times our viewing revenue in, like, an off day. So it's like, what are you going to do, bro?
It's quite depressing sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's, like, it's a scene, you know? It's developing. It's a scene,
yeah, that's the thing. We're getting bigger. We're...
So long as we have a scene, right? Yeah. Like, so happy that we actually have a scene, no matter how shit it is.
If you had to quantify how many years behind NA in terms of the scene we are, how far behind we are, how many years do you think we are behind?
Well, I mean, okay, so NA, when did NA have a, when did TSM move into the gaming house, like season 2?
Yeah.
So probably like, about there, probably, I guess. Like, that's probably where we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're just like so far behind.
5 years, 5 years.
That
feels about right. That seems like a tangible amount. If you had 4 years on growth,
three, four years. Yeah, probably maybe, not five.
Maybe we get some hyper evolution going or something.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. But I think that does it for us.
Yeah, dude. I think that's it. Yeah, no, I think
it's pretty good to have a punch out a long one. So it's good to be back, ladies and gents.
Back over the hour mark. I think this is a pretty good, like, lengthish.
Yeah, about an hour. Don't bore people with all the...
Yeah, all the flabbergasted and fucking around and shit. I feel definitely, like, been, like, looser with the language this week. So if you like us swearing, then... Or just not...
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know, because we currently do have the explicit tag just to say whatever we want.
Yeah, if I have too much of a potty mouth, I'm more than happy to change.
Yeah.
I'll change, baby.
But change. For the next 2 weeks, I am going to Brisbane to compete in the annual Australian Laser Tag Championship.
Or as I like to call it, the pew-pew.
The pew-pews. So, yeah, I'll be off in Brisbane playing Laser Tag for the next 2 weeks. So
hopefully I will be able to get something
in
up.
Theory, yeah, in theory, Eddie will have one of his friends. Hopefully, a pro player. Come on.
It's hard, man. Not everybody's as competent as you. Okay, like that's a compliment in disguise.
You just have to get a dude into Skype to talk for an hour about League of Legends in the OBL. You're good.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah,
I will try my best.
Awesome. All right, but for me, Matt Mushu Hill, and the young Edward Sellers, Chief of the Chiefs, this has been League Down Under, episode number 6. You can find me on Twitter / Mushu Man. You can find the young Eddie at twitter.com / fatcatoce. Have you got your Twitch account back yet?
No, dude, it's still hacked.
So you cannot find him on Twitch at the moment?
No, unfortunately not. But I will. I'll stream as soon as I get it back because I want to play video games and have fun.
Yeah, playing video games and having people watch is good. It's a good time.
I have a sub button as well, so don't have to sub to me, but come and look at my sub button.
Just look at the sub button. Click the follow button.
Yeah. Click the follow button, and then you get a really weird donation sound that I'm sure you'll like.
Awesome. I've got like Peter from Family Guy going, oh yeah.
I have like an. I think it's a bit inappropriate to stay on here, so I'll leave it at that.
It's hilarious, and you should press it to find out.
You'll have to come and follow.
Awesome. If you like Hearthstone, I'm also part of a longish running Hearthstone podcast called The Death Rattle Crew. So www.deathrattlecrew.com for that one. We talk all things meta and shit. But yeah, that's the only other thing I had to plug. But yeah, thank you for listening, guys.
See ya.
See ya.